Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 25 through 36. Brethren, I want you to understand this mystery. A hardening has come upon part of Israel until the full number of Gentiles come in, and so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion, he will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As regards the gospel, they are enemies of God for your sake. But as regards to election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, just as you were once disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may receive mercy. For God has consigned all men to disobedience, that he may have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On this day, the 22nd of June, we commemorate Eusebius, Bishop of Samosata. After the expulsion of Eudoxius from the See of Antioch, the Arians of Antioch, believing that Meletius of Armenia would uphold their doctrines, petitioned the Emperor Constantius to appoint Meletius Bishop of Antioch, while signing a document jointly with the Orthodox of Antioch, unanimously agreeing to Meletius's appointment. This document was entrusted to Eusebius, Bishop of Samosata. Meletius, however, after his orthodoxy became apparent, was banished, and the Arians persuaded Constantius to demand the document back from Eusebius, as it convicted their perfidy. Imperial officers were sent. Eusebius refused to surrender the document without the consent of all who had signed it. The officers returned to the emperor, who furiously sent them back to Eusebius with threats. But so great a zealot for the true faith, so staunch an enemy of the Arians, so fearless a man of valor was St. Eusebius, that when Constantius's officers arrived, threatening to cut off his right hand unless he surrendered the document, Eusebius held out both hands. When Constantius learned of it, he was struck with astonishment and admiration. This took place in 361, the last year of the reign of Constantius. He was succeeded by Julian the Apostate, who was slain in Persia in 363. Jovian succeeded Julian, and Valentinian succeeded Jovian in 364, making his brother Valens emperor of the East. Valens, who supported the Arians, exiled Eusebius to Thrace in 374. The bearer of the edict of Eusebius's banishment arrived in the evening. Eusebius bade him keep silence, or else the people, learning why he had come, would drown him. And Eusebius, though an old man, left his house alone on foot by night. After Valens was slain at Adrianople in 378, the holy Eusebius returned from exile under the emperor Gratian, and he ordained for the churches of Syria men known for their virtue and orthodoxy. About the year 380, as he was entering a certain village to enthrone its bishop, whom he had consecrated, an Arian woman threw a clay tile from the roof, and it crushed his head. As he was dying, he bound the bystanders with oaths that they not take the least vengeance. St. Gregory, the theologian, addressed several letters to him. He had such reverence for him that in one letter to him, commending himself to St. Eusebius' prayers, he said, "That such a man should deign to be my patron, also in his prayers, will gain for me, I am persuaded, as much strength as I should have gained through one of the holy martyrs." Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.